No farm bill this year. It'll be in January 2014. The Congressional Budget Office completed the key cost estimates late last week, but officials report a favorable response. The committee is still working behind the scenes as the Senate is going home on December the 20th. The House adjourned December 13th. Frank Lucas filed a short extension of the current farm bill through January the 31st. The bill is ready by the Rules Committee, and they hope to have the farm bill on the floor January the 6th. Commodity title is still being worked on. Direct payment started in 1996 will end, and it appears tougher payment limits would be imposed to keep from going over the budget. Producers would have a choice between a new revenue protection plan promoted by the Senate and a more traditional counter-cyclical payment program tied to target prices favored by the House. To keep down prices and address the trade concerns, these payments will still be made on a percentage of the base acres assigned to a farm. Representative Colin Peterson warned that this means we will be paying people that aren't farming, and that is hard to defend. He said it puts the power in the hands of the landowners, not the farmers, because the payments follow the land. Lucas said this week, we're moving right down the path toward a House-Senate conference report in January. Senator Sabinow, the chairman of the Senate, said, I'm very optimistic. We're closing in. There's no question in my mind that we'll be able to come together and have a farm bill that we can take action on in January. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.